Good morning, family. How are you? All right. I just want to acknowledge this real quick. Everyone, I opened my eyes and I was like, praise God. So can we give a hand clap for Jesus right now? Amazing. All right. So today, my message is called Going Against the Current. And life is like a river, okay? We have two options. We can get swept up in the current, or we can stand strong in the middle of it. Amen. Following the current is the more chosen path because, I mean, let's be real, it's easy, okay? There's no work involved in that. But going against the current is what we've been called to do as Christ followers. Some of you guys know, these past few months have been a bit hard for me. I just lost my dad suddenly, and having to go down to the hospital multiple times, waiting in the ICU room multiple times, you know, being there to comfort my aunt, who lost her brother, and my grandma who like lost her son. Going through that, I realized something. You know, people. You know, family and friends and stuff. They would ask me, "Are you like fine? Are you okay? What's going on? Because you seem like kind of like you don't care." And in my head, I'm thinking, "Are you serious? I just lost my dad. What are you talking about?" Yeah, I care, right? I think what they were missing is peace. I know someone, and we were waiting in the ICU room, and the doctor's like, "Okay, well, we're gonna have to wait, I'll give you a call, then you can come back." And this person is just pacing back and forth. Stress, anxiety, depression, not knowing what's gonna happen, not knowing what's the call. What are they gonna say? What's going on? What's going on with my dad? They said, Why are you sitting here on the chair and you seem okay? Raise your hand if there's ever been a time in your life where you the struggle seemed impossible, but you know that God had your back, because I had that, and you know, my family members and my friends, they look at me like, "How in the world? What are you doing? What are you doing? You're sitting here, you're kind of calm. What's going on? Are you not afraid? Are you not scared? What's going on with you?" You know, when you don't have God, right, and you try and handle things by yourself, it is extremely difficult. Isaiah 43 says this: "When you go through deep waters, I'll be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. And when you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up, and the flames will not consume you." Right. Now, family, I know we all got stuff, okay? Pastor Troy's been preaching about triggers and stuff lately, and I mean, I've been triggered, and we all got stuff, okay? We're all different. Each of us might be in different places too. We might be ankle deep in our stuff, in our circumstances. We might be knee deep. Some of us might be waist deep. Some of us might be chest deep. And some of us might be neck deep in our stuff and circumstances. But God will not let you drown. I was hanging out with a friend from high school a while back. And we're just at his house, we're chilling out, and he asked me, he goes, "Hey, Michael, do you want a drink?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll have some water, man. That's great." He goes, no, I mean, "What do you want to drink, you know?" And I was like, "No, man, I'm good. I don't want that. I'll take some water. I'll take a water bottle." And he starts asking me questions like, "Dude, what's going on with you?" And I mean, I'm like, "I'm fine, I'll take some water." He's like, "No, what's going on?" And I was like, "Well, I mean, I've been hanging out with someone else lately, And he goes, oh, yeah. Are you talking about that girl you told me about? Tayshia? And I was like, I've been hanging out with her a lot lately, right? But no, man, that's not who I've been hanging out with. And I told him straight up. I was like, I'm really involved with church, man, and I've been hanging out with God. And that's who I've been hanging out with. And I go on to tell him, you know, like what I've been up to lately and, you know, martial arts, taekwondo, and church. And that conversation goes on, right? And about 4 to 5 months later, he calls me up, right? He calls me up and goes, hey, Michael, I know we haven't hung out in a while, but can I go to dinner with you and Tayshia? And I'm thinking in my head, like, what? You want to go to, hold on, are you paying? Or, like, what's going on? Because, you know what I'm saying? Because, me and Tayshia, I got to pay, you know? So I was like, well, it surprised me. It surprised me. I was like, sure, why not? We went to go eat at the sushi restaurant by the movies, and he asks us these questions, and he goes, I want to know about your leadership. I want to know about, like, the discipline you guys have. I don't know, but every time I hang out with you, there's, like, this thing. And I was like, well, and Tayshia and I go on to tell him, well, a major part of why we think the way he was trying to nitpick our brain. And we were like, well, we told him we pray, we go to church, we talk to God. And so I think that planted a seed in there. And then later on, he goes to tell me, Psalms 16:11 says this first. So you will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and pleasures of living with you forever. And so after this dinner thing, he goes and he tells me, he was like, dude, Michael, he calls me up, hey, have you heard of this Christian band? And I'm like, yeah, we play that on the stage all the time, man. I'm like, and I was surprised. I'm on the phone like, oh my gosh, are you still? Really? You know? And he tells me, dude, me and my family are going to church now. And I was like, come on, come on. I was like, wow. I was like, praise God. Because one conversation, sit down at dinner, let's have some sushi, and a seed was planted. And now he's going to church. And this dude, his work ethic is amazing. He's so determined. From what I used to see, you know, in school, and the way he's turned out now, I'm like, praise God. Yes. Praise God. And see, that when we go against the current, right, it's contagious. People want that. They're like, what books are you reading? Or like, I'm going to church. I'm hanging out with Jesus. And we have to be the ones to tell them how to get it. If we got something in back, we can't, no, just, they'll figure it out. No. Go have a conversation. Sit down. Genesis 2 says, then the Lord said, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper who's just right for him. So how do we live and go against the current? So I put a couple up there. Make some friends. I was writing my name tag. We don't just write name tags and then stick them on our shirt for a reason. They're not just stickers. Like, they have our names on them. So introduce yourself. It's okay. We're all family here. No shame. Just, hey, what's going on? My name's Michael. Nice to meet you, you know? Make some friends. You know, talk to church family never talked to you before. And we need fellowship. And seriously, we need fellowship. Even God himself, he wasn't out just hanging out alone. He didn't have just one guy, two, he had 12. Now that seems like a party. That's a posse, you know what I'm saying? He had 12. And I love that. And yeah, he didn't call you to be alone and isolated. Two, don't be worldly. When the rest of the world, I'm gonna lives, underline that, lives in stress, anxiety, and depression. You know, they don't have anything to put their hope into. We, as Christ followers, we have God. But imagine someone who's just stressed, triggered all the time. What do they do? Now, some people, they can have their outlets, right? But come on. God is so much greater than anything right there. You know, and even though as Christ followers, you know, we're still going to face adversity. We're still going to fall down. And we're still definitely going to have breakdowns. We're still going to get triggered. But I really like this. Trent said this word like a while back. Peculiar, if I'm saying it right. We're set apart. Be unique. So be set apart. Lead by example. Because people want to know what you got. And you say, look, I can lead you in a direction. Check out this website or New Life Church. Come over. Look, I'll give you some verses to read. And thirdly, have faith. Have faith in the Almighty God. Because we know we have confidence. We with him, we're going to rise when we fall down, right? We're going to heal from those wounds. We're going to overcome. And we're not just going to overcome, but with all those things, we're going to overcome all of those things with confidence. Why? Because we have him. So God's got our back. So knowing that, just take a deep breath and know he's gonna help you. And if you need, I mean, we got friends. Talk to people you trust. Go hang out. Me and Lorenzo, I helped him paint the walls in here. And it was just so cool. Like, we got to hang out and talk and just laugh. You know, we're watching funny videos on YouTube. Like, that's awesome. And also, Carlos, he was helping me fix my motorcycle. And then after that, we'll just go get burritos. Dude, that's cool to me. And it's just cool. We traded stories and testimonies. And, you know, that's what it's supposed to be about, you know? And back to Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters, I'll be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you won't drown. And when you walk through the fire of oppression, you're not going to be burned up. Now look, you're going to feel the heat, right? But you're not going to be burned up and you're not going to be consumed. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for this opportunity to speak your word. Thank you so much for what you've done this morning. And I just pray and ask that before every people in this house leave here, that they feel challenged, that they feel convicted to keep and fix their eyes on you, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.